So does the boy do nothing, Oran? Does the girl do nothing? Do you have an undomesticated teenager who's about to head out into the big bad world? If your teenager doesn't even know how to boil an egg, there may be help. A new Idiot's Guide DVD to washing up, ironing and other essential skills has just been released. It features simple instructions as basic as how to turn off a tap and how to avoid scalding water when washing up. But should 18-year-olds, they're adults after all, actually need a DVD to tell them how to wash up, or should they have been taught those skills before now? I'm joined by Lada Sharma and model agent Anthony Miller. Morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lada, what do you think?
I think it's an amazingly brilliant idea. This guy has found a niche in the market, and to be fair, it's really not the teenager's fault that they're not able to do these things. We have to blame ourselves as parents.
Do we modelly coddle them too much these days? Do we just look after them and do everything?
We absolutely do. And you know what? I'm as guilty as the next person. And some of the things that I sort of used to do as a 15, 16-year-old, it did automatically. It wasn't even something that you were sort of, you were just automatically expected to do it. Nowadays, you know, I look at my children and I think, oh my gosh, I do so much for them. I really need to back off, because in a couple of years' time, they're going to be, you know, away to, you know, further their education or go around the world or do whatever. And I'm thinking, they don't know how to do basic things. I need to get my finger out, so to speak, and start teaching them how to do these things and how to survive, how to iron, how to cook basic meals, how to basically do the general things that we all have to do that we were taught when we were also at school.
I was going to say, did you get more at school? Did your parents do more? What were you doing when you were younger?
In school, I remember being in primary school, and we've talked about these sort of things before, but I remember being taught how to sew. So I now can sew, no bother. I can, you know, thread a needle. I can put, you know, turn up a hem or whatever. You know, but learn to how to wire a plug. I know they sound very trivial things, but actually when those skills are taught when you're much younger, it becomes second nature as you become an adult. Even in secondary school education, back when we were at school, you know, you were taught to cook. You were taught to cook. You actually were taught to how to cut an onion. You were taught how to use the utensils in a kitchen so as not to injure yourself. You were taught basic skills about how to survive. And I'm not talking about being Bear Grylls here. I'm just talking about basic survival skills within the home.
Foraging in the forest.
Yes,
Anthony, Lada, just to cut across you. Anthony,
yes, okay.
You had a bit of tough love. You had a strong mum, is that right?
A strong mum and strong dad. Uh-huh. And I find it quite sometimes that people find it really funny that their kids don't know how to do this stuff. This is life skills. Okay,
yep.
And if I was depriving my child of mathematics skills, I'd be trailed through a court. But yet I'm not going to teach my child how to feed itself, how to keep a house, you know, how to keep a budget for a house, how to not get into debt. But yeah, I mean, certainly there was five kids in our house and we were five little soldiers, and it did us no harm whatsoever. And we got our rewards for it. We got our pocket money at the end of the week. And if things weren't done, you were docked.
And what sort of things could you do at an early age? Could you iron? Were you ironing?
I can remember at 8 years of age being able to go out and make myself beans and toast if I wanted to. The old coal fires, we used to have to empty out the coal fire and get all the coal ashes out and lighten the fire. Mopping, hoovering, dusting, tidying my room. With hindsight, you know, it was no biggie, because it was just our normal, and that's just how our house was, and it worked, and nobody, you know, felt hard done by. You know, you had days where you thought, saw this, I want to go out and play, and I've got to drive the dishes here, you know, but for the extra 20 minutes that it took off your playtime,
okay,
you did it and you got on with it.
Anthony and Lada,
it really annoys me that people just don't take it seriously enough. That annoys me.
Okay, listen, we're too busy being perfect parents. Thanks very much.